Now, much-loved family pet has been mauled to death in a public park in Portadown. It happened on Saturday morning as Jim Judge was taking his partner's Chihuahua for a walk. It was attacked and killed by a lurcher that Jim says was off its lead. The family says it has been left devastated by the attack and has criticised Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon Council for not giving them any information about what they're doing about the other dog and its owner. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to visit the family and began by asking Jim what happened. And a warning, some people may find some of the details distressing.
I normally walk the dog every morning, but on Saturday morning between 9:30 and 10:00, I took the wee dog, Danny, up onto the green, which is just above the estate. Now, the little dog stopped for a poo, and within a split second, the lurcher had come from the opposite end of the green and lifted the wee dog and took its lean out of the harness. But it was like that, split second.
You just didn't even have time to react?
No, I hit the dog with my cane, but the dog's a lurcher. And I had, it actually took the dog, my wee dog, clean out of the lead on his collar. So I had no time to react. I never even seen them gripping the dog. He just turned around and they had the dog in front of him.
And did the lurcher run off with your wee dog?
Yeah, he ran off into the green with the wee dog. I actually tapped him once and then lifted him again. And the owner tried to come across because he had two dogs. And he tied one to a post and then come across to try and get control of the other one.
So the owner was actually there within sight of what was happening?
He was trying to get control of the other dog, but he had one dog and which he tied a post to get control of the other one. He said the other dog, the lurcher, the white lurcher had actually slipped its lead and he was trying to get control of it. But a lurcher is a sight hunting dog. It'll go for anything small.
How distressing was it for you? You said you couldn't even react.
I tried
to hit the dog?
I hit the dog with my cane and then whenever I got over to my wee dog, I put my coat on it. And then I phoned John and Siobhan.
You were able to make your way over to the dog. It dropped the dog and picked it up again and then dropped it again.
He shouted at it and it actually dropped it again. So I took the dog off site and then I came into the house. And it probably hit me later on, but exactly what happened.
How big was this lurcher compared to your wee dog?
My wee dog's only 5 kilos. This thing was about 30.
It was a Chihuahua, wasn't it?
We have actually a photograph of the wee dog on the wall, so I can show it to you later. Now, the other lurcher's 3 or 4 foot. But they're hunting dogs.
Really was just, there was absolutely nothing?
It just come that quick, because a New Year's half, a greyhound will cover ground very quick. And they're sight dogs. And the warden says, because there's a wee fluffy thing, he says, once it sights, that's it.
And I know that wee Danny, the Chihuahua, was owned by this lady over here, and you're extremely distressed, and I know that, you know, it is upsetting. Mary Kelly, the dog was yours, and it must be very upsetting to hear that. Daughter's here, Siobhan, who is here to help her mummy at this, and obviously very upsetting for your mummy. It was her wee doggy, Danny. Tell me about the impact this has had on your mum. Your mum is very distressed. I don't want to distress her even more.
Totally distressed. It was an horrific assault on this wee dog. Danny was my mum's, he was a wee rescue dog. She got him out of rescue. He couldn't feed. He wasn't eating properly. He wasn't drinking. She hand fed him. She gave him water through a wee dropper and nursed him back to full health. And it was just her whole life. And now that's gone. If these people could just see the distress and the anguish it's causing on my mum, she's just losing the will. She just lived for that wee dog. It was just her whole life. Everything just evolved around wee Danny.
And she had this wee dog for 3 years. And I suppose you want something done about this.
Something needs to be done. It's the fact that irresponsible dog owners letting their dogs, especially these lurcher sight hunting dogs, run about off the leads, unrestrained, no muzzles. Something has to be done.
Do you know if the dog that attacked Danny has been contained?
We have no idea. We haven't been informed of what has happened. We don't know. We are no further on with what has happened.
You must be very angry about what has happened over the last few days. I suppose shock set in on the Saturday and how is it impacting on you now?
To be quite honest, it's going to take a long while to get over this. An extremely long while, because like We were due to go on holidays next week with wee Danny. Everything was in place, everything just evolved around that wee man. I just don't know.
Well, we did ask the council for a statement. They say they're investigating it, say they've issued control conditions, which include keeping the dog securely confined. It must be muzzled and kept on a lead. We went back to the council and said, is the dog that carried out the attack still under the care of the owner? They say they've already issued a statement on this matter, and due to the legal investigation currently ongoing, they are not going to comment any further.